Schrumpf, or the popular elastic waist. It's a cut-up from the Sunday Times colour supplement of, I'll give you the date so you can look it up if you don't believe it, December the 9th. It had articles about civil defence, famous footballers, the girls of Thailand. You remember the photograph of the naked Sunday Times reporter with the girl with a foot on her back. You know, fantastic, wasn't it? And there was a piece on gangsters, quite a good piece by Andrew Sinclair, and a lot of advertisements. And this is a cut-up of all that lot. Yeah. Juliet sighs, Romeo speaks. Deep shelters are out of most people's reach. The white tin is a simple gadget for pinpointing the size and position of nuclear bursts. Simply push the needle in, pump the handle, and you haven't seen anything till you've seen the 200 pounds of beautiful Louise tucked away in the secret, hardened national seat of government. Or balanced on bicycles while removing 12 shirts. Yet, even when we made love, at a time when most women are feeling romantic, she would start to prattle away about the royal state trumpeters of the household cavalry. Stimulated by these breaks in the nuclear overcast, the Sunday Times magazine here offers what is probably the first complete review of our civil defense preparations, a symbol of the virile, aggressive, muscular game, which one associates with a man who has twice broken the same leg and twice returned to the game. This is the problem. Whether to drink Cointreau neat and slowly savor every warming sip, or hang from the tops of palm trees by our feet. While we have the bomb, it seems ridiculous, not to be honest. It works like this. The motor is powered by ordinary torch batteries. The slightly wounded will be sent on their way. The severely wounded left to the Marquis de Ferrara. Fill out the panic sheet. Neither the Sunday Times nor its agents accepts any liability for loss or the gruesome electric chair. You see, we are unashamedly devoted to the kind of quiet courtesy which gets rarer every day.